Speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So good to see the choir with us and to hear them today. It's Palm Sunday, and so begins our journey with Jesus from Jerusalem's gate to Golgotha's cross and to the Easter triumph. Palm Sunday is a day of joyful hosannas. It's also a day of contrast between triumph and the coming crucifixion. Jesus, King of humanity, is riding on a borrowed colt. Jesus rides into Jerusalem. This fulfills the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. The disciples are singing Psalm 118, verse 26, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." But this is the centerpiece of the message. God sent Jesus into the world to bring all back to God's powerful love. As we encounter the story today, Jesus had concluded his journey to Jerusalem and he prepares to enter into the city. We discover that often if Jesus speaks to his disciples, the message is fulfilled immediately. He sends them to a nearby village to find a colt that has never been ridden. And basically, he says, if anybody asks any questions, you tell them the Lord needs it. What's amazing is that the events turn out exactly the way he said they would. We learn in this passage that Jesus has a power to predict future events. As he arrives, the crowds are singing peace in heaven. Heaven sings of peace on earth. For the Gospel of Luke, it is the announcement of what God makes possible in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is approaching from the Mount of Olives, from the spot where tradition held that the Messiah would appear. Again, all are singing Psalm 118, a song of deliverance that God will rescue humanity. You see, on Palm Sunday, Jesus had the bigger picture in mind. He looked beyond the present and thought about the world's future. So today we remember not just Jesus' enter into Jerusalem in the past, but also his entry into our individual future. Now let's talk about the ride. Jesus does not ride his high horse into Jerusalem. They're all expecting a king. Let's put together a military front and crush the enemy. And Jesus says, "Not my way." Did you catch that? This is where I get in a whole lot of trouble, so let me do it directly. They say, "Let's crush the enemy," unprovoked. And Jesus says, "Not my way." His way, a gentle, lowly, humble way. He rides in on a donkey, a symbol of humility and grace, perseverance and persistence. Not the big white horse that says, "I got the armor, you don't. I got the weapons, you don't. I got the power, you don't." It's not Jesus' way. Never was, isn't now, never will be in the future. Period. Archbishop Rowan Williams, thank you for the courage you took this week to speak truth. Jesus enters into a deadly situation without force or protection or weapons. This is a prophetic act and a sign of God's love for humanity. High risk, but even higher promise for all of God's people. Jesus not only proclaims God's word, but is God's word. He personifies God's word. The peace of the Lord be always with you dates back to this first Palm Sunday. And those who knew him well knew exactly what he was saying. For Luke, Jesus is a prophet in a twofold sense. First, he fulfills what the prophets before him have said. He fulfills the Old Testament. And then his actions and his events and his life fulfill what he has spoken. He's the real deal. The city that welcomes him will later shout for his death. It provokes the question in our world today, what are the things that make for real and lasting peace? Now, I want to talk about the Pharisees for a minute, which is the other place I'm about to get myself in a lot of trouble. You see, the Pharisees, they couldn't restrain the crowd. They sure tried. They went to Jesus and they said, hey, we had a plan to knock you off. It's going to be mean. It's going to be vicious. It's going to be vile. But if you wouldn't mind helping us out first, if you wouldn't mind helping us out, can you shut your followers up? Jesus could have said all kinds of things. I'm thinking of at least 20 of George Carlin's favorite words. Remember him? Yes, you do. But instead, he remained calm. He says, if you try and shut them up, even the rocks will shout. Oh, glory. Even the rocks will shout. I tell you, says Jesus, if these were silent, the stones would shout out loud. There's a plan, and Jesus is preoccupied with the plan. God will rescue his chosen people. And in the midst of that, the Pharisees panicked because maybe they thought it would be a political situation. Oh, we wouldn't want a political situation, not so close to the election. Not so close to the election. Wouldn't want a political situation so close to the election. Got to keep it on the down low so close to an election. And the Pharisees panicked, all right. They didn't want a political situation and they didn't want a disagreement. This plan of theirs had to go smoothly. And they had to be able to blame somebody else. Well, not us. It was the crowds. The same crowds that shouted the praise for Jesus would be the same crowds that demanded his crucifixion. Dare I say that a few people can sometimes occasionally be fickle? Let me give you that again. Is it possible that a few people, just a few people, can occasionally be fickle? And does it actually require an election before we get there? Or do we really get to a point, just a few, get to a point where the best way to make new friends, if you're in high places in politics, is to agree on your enemy? Did you notice that in the scriptures today? Two political leaders hated each other's guts, and now they're friends. And they're friends on one factor. Let's get rid of Jesus. He's bad for both of us. Now, if I were you, and I'm not, but if I were you, I'd be saying, oh, please get to the point. Here's the point. Jesus' mission was absolutely clear. He had to arrive in Jerusalem in order to end the adventure and the experience of healing and reconciliation and forgiveness and hope for all people and bring it to the climax of offering himself as the ultimate sacrifice for all of humanity. Does this not make sense? For most of us, it has not. We have struggled with it our whole lives. Two stories helped me. And the first was a story about two men in the Canadian forces fighting for peace. And they were on a military exercise. And they were learning how to use grenades. And one of them said, like this. And the other one screamed, throw it away. And instead, he panicked and he threw it to the ground. And his best friend threw himself on it to protect the life of the other soldier. We need Jesus because you and I will not fall on the grenade. We need Jesus because he will bring us hope and new beginnings. We need Jesus to rescue us, dare I say, from ourselves. We need Jesus not only to ride into Jerusalem, where he could look at the entire city and begin to weep because he feared for its future. But we need Jesus ultimately to hang on the cross so that you and I may experience forgiveness and new beginnings. And then we will come together on Easter morning and celebrate the fact that although too many thought God would be so cruel as to kill his own kid, too many thought that. But God had a better plan. For he knew in the death of Jesus, he could raise him from the dead and give him life and power and authority forevermore. And we celebrate that on Easter Day. I invite you to come along with us this week. There are services every single day. We invite you to come and go as you need to throughout the week to pray, to receive the Eucharist, to remember, to reflect, to prepare your heart and mind for the experience of Easter. I know life's busy. I know you have vacuuming and dusting. I know you all want to wash the windows and make sure that every room in the house is perfect, and that this is the week to do it. Or would you grant yourself a little peace and encounter the community of faith this week? I promise the windows are going to wait because it's going to snow again. There'll be sleet because it's April in Ontario. A better reason is this. Prepare your souls. Step away from a world that has become far too complex. Grant yourself the peace that Jesus spoke about and rode for on Palm Sunday. Amen.